The Mishnah at the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Bet, Mevi'in Mehekdesh Kizbah Seira. If a person said that they were going to bring a Kizbah, they can replace that with a Seira. Mehekdesh Seira, Kizbah. And the same is true the other way around. Here we're talking about a Chatat. Chatat comes from a female animal, can come from a Kizbah or a Seira. But the Mishnah is telling us that these two are equal options. And therefore, if it was Mehekdesh Kizbah, if with intent to get a kisba, or he was makdisha kisba, got a muminet, and he redeems it, he can replace it with a seira. They are considered to be equal options. Makdish kisba b'seira torim uvnei yona. This is got to do with a korban olev yored. By korban olev yored, we have three levels of what you can bring. The first level being a kisba b'seira. If the person is slightly lower economic status, then he brings torim uvnei yona, brings a pair of birds. And if they are of a lower economic status, then they bring an asirit da'ifa. So what the Mishnah says is that from that which money was designated or an animal that was nikdash to be the highest level, one can bring a pair of birds. Makdish b'ne'orim b'nei yonah. If one had been makdish a pair of birds, then they can bring a asirit da'ifa. Ketzah. The Mishnah explains how this is. Hifrish l'kis balu sira. He separated monies to pay for an animal, the highest level of the korban olev yored. Heani, but then he became impoverished. His economic status dropped. Yaviao, he can bring with those monies the birds, the pair of birds, and the remaining money will be for him. Heani, if he became more impoverished, his economic well-being dropped even further. Yavia Sirat Deifa, then he can even bring the Sirat Deifa, and the residual money will be his. He preached the Sirat Deifa. The other way around, if he was designated monies to purchase the Sirat Deifa, Heashir, his economic standing improved, Yaviov, he'll add money from his house, and he can bring the pair of birds. Heashir, he became even more wealthy, his economic status grew. Yavik is Bab Sirat, he can continue to add money until he brings the animal that is the highest level of Korban Olev Yored. Basically what we're saying is that the Korban Olev Yored, both in both directions, if you've designated money for the larger amount, you can take a smaller portion of that and use it towards the Korban. If you bring a lower korban, and the remaining money will be chulin, and the same is the other way around. If you already designated money for the lower korban, you can add money to that in order to get to the higher korban. Minan emili. How do you know this is true? The Tanra Banan, mechatato, al chatato. So Gemara is saying that, quoting here from the korban olev yored, again, the korban olev yored, which is a flexible korban that deals with your economic ability to pay for it. In the first two instances, in the case of a kizba o sira, which is the highest form, in the case of torim b'nei yona, which is the second level, there it says mechatato. So the Gemara here is going to dash in the mem, me, from your chatat. And then at the lowest level of a sirit teifa, it says al chatato, on his chet. So matam alomer, why do we have these three expressions? Minayin ata omer shemivim mehekdesh kizba b'sira umekdesh. How do I know that if you brought a kizba, you could bring a sira? Mekdesh sira kizba. Or, on the other way around, if you have a sira, you can bring a kizba. Mekdesh kizba b'sira torim uvnei yona. Or, from the designation of an animal, you can bring the birds. Mekdesh torim uvnei yona sirit ha'ifa. And from the designation of the birds, you can bring an sirit ha'ifa. Ketzet. Hifrish l'kizba l'sira. Separated monies to pay for kizba sira. Ve'ha'ani. His economic abilities or standing dropped, became impoverished. Yavi of, he can bring with those monies an of. Heani, he became further impoverished. Yavi asirit ha'ifa. It's exactly our Mishnah. He preached asirit ha'ifa v'hishir. He separated out the asirit ha'ifa and became wealthier. His economic standing grew. Yavi of, hishir, he further became enriched. Yavi kizbau sira. Now, he preached kizbau sira v'nistavu. He separated out a kizba or a sira, a sheep, you, or a female goat, v'nistavu, where they got a mumenim. Imratza, if he wants, yavi b'dmehem, of. With the resultant monies that he receives for selling that animal, he can bring with those monies an of. Hifrish of. If he had a bird, v'nistaev, and then the bird became problematic for the mizbeach, lo yavi b'damav, asirit ha'ifa. I would think that you couldn't use the resultant monies to bring a mincha. She'en lo'ov pijon. Number one, birds cannot be redeemed. Chei ne'mar mechatato. That's why the pasuk says, mechatato, al chatato. ויצריך למכתב מלכתתו, גבי קסבה אוסירה, ויצריך למכתב גבי אוף. So we have the word מלכתתו, which says, permits you to use the resultant monies from a korban that cannot be brought in order to bring the smaller korban. And I need it at two levels. I need you to tell me that both by kisba sira down to an oaf, and from an oaf down to a sira ta'ifa. Because I would have had a havamin over here that need to keep kra gabe hekdesh kisba sira. Had it only written it by the kisba sira, havamina, I would have thought over there, he frish kisba kimi ani, separates that a kisba and becomes impoverished. Mehalein ma'ot, nechlin and alof. From amongst those monies, I will be able to purchase the oaf. I will redeem them onto the oaf. Tonight the oaf, the kiss bav oaf, tervayu minei damim ninu, because they're both within the same category, which is that they're both blood that ends up on the mizbeach. Aval asirit ta'ifa, to drop it down to the asirit ta'ifa, to la minei damim ninu, that's not blood on the mizbeach, so maybe that's a different category. Ilo kitiv kram mechatato gabi oaf, had it not written mechatato by oaf, havamina. When he separates out monies for his pair of birds, and then he became impoverished, he'll have to bring the money from his own house, meaning that he'll have to bring money from his house to pay for the asirat ta'ifa, and the monies that he designated already for the oaf will stay with the mikdash. And the money that he already designated for the oaf will remain as a nedava. That's why it says mechatato by oaf, the memra. The mehekdesh oaf, nami maiti asirat ta'ifa. That even by the hekdesh of an oaf, even though you're dropping from damim down to mincha, you're allowed to do such a thing. V'hachi kamar, the girsa here in terms of hachi kamar, you could say v'itzrich, the mechtav al chatato. Maybe that's the better girsa over here, which is now we're going to deal with why does it have to have a designation by asirat ta'ifa. That when he separates money to pay for the mincha, which is the lowest level of the olor v'yored, by the mighty, and before he brings it he'll ashir, his economic standing improved. No sifa leon, he can add on to them v'naiti oaf. He can bring an oaf. Hashir no sifa leon v'naiti kizba usira. If he came even more wealthy, he can bring a kizba sira with that money. Umaytaima tiv al chatato gabi siritayfa. Why does it say al chatato? Sounds like on top of the chait. In the terms of the kizban sira, it said mechatato, and the oaf it said mechatato. From amongst those monies, you can bring a smaller korban. Now the other way around, when we start our asirat ta'ifa, which is the bottom of the barrel, it says alchatato, that you can add on top of this chait. So here it tells you that by asirat ta'ifa, that if I had not written diktiv alchatato gabi oaf, had I only written the term alchatato by oaf, avemina ki mafrish mo lekino, when he separates out money for his pair of birds, v'eshir, and he becomes wealthier, who the most sifa leon, then he can add on to that money, umayti kizbav sirat, to dervayu minei damim, you're still within ninhu, they're still in the same category of korban, blood that ends up in the mizbeach. V'al yifrish ma'od l'sirat ta'ifa v'eshir, had he separated out monies to use for a korban mincha, and then he became wealthier, then v'eshir tuva naiti of, v'eshir tuva naiti kizbav sirat, if he became even wealthier, then he should bring an animal. That he will have to bring a separate money to pay for the oaf or for the behemah, and the monies that he designated for the asirat ta'ifa will fall to the kids of mizbeach. So that's why the pasuk says by the asirat ta'ifa al chatato. So what it's saying is that I'm allowed to both downgrade the korban and upgrade the korban. The havamid would have been that I can only downgrade korbanot within the same category. That was the beginning of the Braita. I need mechatato, both by kizba v'sira and by oaf, because if I just had it by kizba v'sira, I would think you could downgrade the korban from animal to bird, because they're both the blood that ends up on the mizbeach. But to downgrade from oaf to asir ta'ifa, that I would not have allowed you to do. Therefore it says mechatato by oaf as well, to tell me I can even downgrade from oaf to asir ta'ifa. You can also downgrade from kizba v'sira all the way down to asir ta'ifa. Because maybe the Torah is chas on someone who became impoverished, that they spare them the difficulty, you can take out the money. But if you came wealthier, maybe that money will be a linitava, and you have to pay separately. I mean, there's a reason to believe by becoming wealthier that it's not as obvious as when you become impoverished. So then, The Torah also says, al chatato, that you're allowed to upgrade the korban. So had it just written upgrade the korban by oaf, by a bird, I would have thought you can upgrade from a bird to an animal because you're within the same category of damim. I would not be sure that you can go from a sirit ha'ifa, from a mincha, up to a bird. That's the answer. Exactly. Very good. Al chatato. That's what the Gemara says in the end. That's why he wrote al chatato by the mincha, to teach you that you not only can you upgrade within the animal category, you could even upgrade from the mincha to the birds to the thing. It's giving you the havamina before you have the pasuk. The Gemara is telling you, why is it written by a sirit ha'ifa?
And how come it doesn't say al chatato also by oaf? And not just by...
Right. Well, that would be already a kav v'chomer. If you can upgrade from a sirit ha'ifa to a oaf, then you can move from an oaf to a kisba. So once I've established the principle that I can move up from an sirit ha'ifa to an oaf, then certainly I can move up from an oaf to a kisba. That's what the Braita, coming to explain this Braita, that's what it means by chatato, me chatato, al chatato. Those three psukim teaches those dinim. So therefore, hachi kitiv kraba adein chatat be'ashirut v'dalut me chatato. Therefore, the psukim, by the case of the wealthy person, by the poor person writes, mechatato, allowing you to downgrade. On the lowest form, it says, alchatato, telling you that you are allowed to upgrade. And that's the drashot that we said in the Braita. Amar lo azar, amar bi Oshaya, mitamei migdash ashir. So mitamei migdash v'kto shav is one of the things that you bring a korban olev yored for. That ein ashir, shifrish, Cain likivseto beani. He was a wealthy person. He should have brought a sira and kisba. Instead, he designates birds to bring as his korban. Then he becomes impoverished. Ho v'nidche yidche. Since it was pushed off, it's pushed off. The korban he should have brought was a kisba with sira. He becomes impoverished. We said before that he can downgrade to the lower form of korban because he became impoverished. But over here, he brought the wrong korban up front. He brought the wrong korban. He was designating birds when he wasn't allowed to bring birds. And what Rabbi Elazar says is, too bad now, if you brought the wrong korban and it wasn't allowed, even though now it is the right korban for you, you can't use it. Because it was the wrong korban up front, and when it was the wrong korban, it became nidchet. It was pushed out. So Amar Rabbi Huna, Breda Rabbi Yehoshua, Shema Minat Tzvat. From this we can conclude three things. We had this in Tmura as well. Conclusion of the three things that you can learn out of this, which is, Shma mina, balei chayim nidachin. The first thing you learn out is that even line of animals can be knocked off the mizbeach. Meaning that if you are a live animal and for whatever reason you cannot be brought on the mizbeach, that ruins it permanently. You cannot use this animal anymore for that korban. Ukedushat damim nidchet. On top of that, when it comes to kedushat damim, you can lose out. Over here, when he designates the birds to be used for his korban, those were not the appropriate korban. So the only thing you can use these birds for is their monetary value in order to bring the proper korban. So over here we're talking about kedushat tamim, not kedushat mizbeach. When he's matish the birds, it was the wrong korban, so it doesn't successfully reach kedushat mizbeach. Therefore, it only reaches kedushat tamim. Nevertheless, we say since it was the wrong korban, can't use it. V'dachui mi'ikara v'dachui. Same thing here. It never was ra'oi to go on the mizbeach. From the moment he was magdishit, it was not good to be used on the Mizbeach because he was designating the wrong Korban. And since up front it was Dachoy, then it is Dichoy, it's knocked off the Mizbeach permanently. You don't have to wait for it to be Ro'oy the Mizbeach and then lose its status. Even if it never attained this status, something was wrong with it up front, that is also problematic. Meiti Rav Ukvar Bar Chama, something that we did back in Tmura, Amafrishni Kevala Pischo. Someone who designates a female for his Pesach. Pesach only comes from the Zachar. So now, kodem haPesach tireh ad shetisev. Before Pesach, it goes out to graze till it gets a mum in it. V'timkor, he'll sell it ve'yivir b'demeh haPesach, and he'll use the monies, the proceeds, to bring a Pesach. Yolda zachar, if it gives birth to a male, yireh ad shetisev v'imkor ve'yivir b'demeh haPesach. You'll sell the child, even though the zachar is ra'oi liot to Pesach. Nevertheless, since it's born to a mother who's nidchet from being a Pesach, because it's a nekeva, so the child, even though it's a zachar, is also nidchet, and you have to sell it in order to bring the monies, or proceeds, and use that to buy the Pesach. B'Shimon Omer, hu atzmo yikrav Pesach. It itself can be brought as a Pesach, that's zachar. Shma mina, balei chayim eina nidachim. You can see from here, from Shimon's opinion, that balei chayim don't get knocked off the mizbeach, because here you have a male born to a female, was not really the Mizbeach. Nevertheless, he attains full Kedushat Mizbeach. So, Amarei, Debei Raboshia, Agi Amrina, and the Rabbonon. What I'm talking about is the Rabbanon's position. The Rabbi Shimon's really Bali Chayim Einadachim. Because we know Rabbi Shimon has a different opinion. First of all, he thinks that Bali Chayim are not Nidachim. And number two, he thinks that the Agrala, this is talking about Yom HaKippurim, the lottery for the Seir LaZazel and the Seir LaShem are not Makev. The Tanya, Meit Echad Mehen, if one of the two Seirim die from the Yom HaKippurim, that means either Seir LaZazel or Seir LaShem, Mevi Chavirosh Lo Bragrala Divi Rabbi Shimon. Shimon says you can replace it without ever doing a lottery. Just bring somebody in from the Shuk and you replace him. Al Malkasovar. It's clear from what we hear from Rabbi Shimon. Number one, Bali Chayim Ein Edachin. Number one is that the other Seir that's still alive is not Nidchait. Because it's still alive, and therefore it doesn't lose its status. It's either being the Asir Lazazel or Asir Lashem. But number two, Hagrelah in a Makivet. And also that the lottery does not Me'akev, because here you're bringing in a replacement without ever throwing a lot on the replacement. You're just saying, I need Asir Lazazel, bring it in. I need Asir Lashem, I'll bring it in. So you see those two dinim for Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon is the Shitato, that Bali Chayim Ein Edachin. Amrav Chista. There's something that we learned before, that the designation of the kinim, when a person, a woman who is a yoledet, brings the birds to the mikdash, either at the time that she purchases them, she could say, this one's for an ala, this one's for a chatat, or she leaves them as stumim, undefined, and then when she comes to the Mikdash, when the Kohen does them, at that moment they'll be designated as being an Olar Chatat, when he actually does the Avodah on them. But in between you can't designate them. There are only two points in time where you can designate them. Purchase, or the Avodah of the Kohen. So Amar Rav Simi Rashi, my time with Rav Chista, what's the reasoning behind Rav Chista's din? Dichtiv, V'lakcha Shtei Torim. So this week's Parsha, by the Yoledet, it says that she will purchase, bring to Torim. And then it says, Vasa Kohen, et achad chatat, et achad ta'ola, that the Kohen will then designate them. So the two points in time where you can designate achat ola v'achad chatat, one is v'lekicha, at the moment of purchase, the moment of designation, and then the other point in time is Vasa Kohen, when the Kohen does the avoda. Olu b'kacha balim, u b'siyat Kohen. Metiv, is that really true? Vasa u chatat. Goral ose u chatat, v'en Hashem ose u chatat. The lottery makes it into a chatat, but not the shame, meaning calling them as Seir LaZazel or Seir LaShem does not make them into a chatat. It's the lottery that does it. Vein kono es a chatat, and the Kohen himself can't make them into a chatat. Sheyachol. Balo dinu, it should be a kal v'chomer. V'amakom shlo kidesh ha-goral, kidesh ha-shem, in a place where the goral does not work. Every other korban, kidesh ha-shem. If you designate the korban as an olah, a chatat, so on and so forth, it works. Makom Shikadesh Goral, here by Yom HaKippurim, we have Asir LaZazel, Asir LaShem, and they can be designated through the Goral. In Udein Shikadesh Hashem, certainly calling them or designating the name should work. Tamalomar Vasau Chatat, that the Pasuk tells us by Parshat Archoimot, a Goral Oseu Chatat, Vein Hashem Oseu Chatat. The only thing that can designate it as Asir LaZazel, Asir LaShem is the Goral, and not calling them by their name. So now the Gemara uses this bright and says, Ktani, shame, or kriyat shame, dumia de goral, that the comparison in the bright is designation by saying what it is to goral. Ma goral, la bilikicha v'la basiya, just like the goral works. And the time that the goral works is not at the time that you're purchasing the animals, or bringing the animals, not at the time when the Kohen's doing them, it's in between. So just like the goral works there, afa shame, or kriyat shame, nami la bilikicha v'la basiya. Sounds like over there that also calling or designating the animal, even in between, not at the time of purchase, not at the time of siyah, should work. Amar Rovo, Hachi Gamar. No, you're misunderstanding the Braita. Umama makom shalo kidesha goral bikili kichat balim ubisiyat koein kidesha shame ibili kichat balim ibasiyat koein. Just like the goral works over here, even though it's not at the time that the purchase is happening, the Balim are taking them or designating them, not at the time the Kohen is doing it. Nevertheless, Kidesh Hashem, in places where the Goral does not work, the shame works, meaning that calling it a name. When do you call it a name? Bilkichat Balim Osiyat Kohen, at the designated times. Kan, Shikadesh Goral, Shlo Bilkichat Balim Osiyat, over here by Yom HaKippurim, where the Goral works, even not at those designated times. Enu Din Shikadesh Hashem? Then certainly Kriyat Shem should work only at the designated times. Ilbi kicha, ibi asiya. Tamalomar vaseu chatat, the goral oseu chatat, vein Hashem oseu chatat. Only goral works. Kriyat Shem does not work by Yom HaKippurim. We did away with the question from there. Now, meitave. We have another question from our Mishnah. Mitanei Mikdash, Ani. Person who is Chayav and Oler, or you ate because he was Tamei and entered the Mikdash, or Tamei and ate Kodesh. Ani, he was poor. She fished all the kino. He separated monies for his pair of birds. Ve'eshir. And then he became rich. Ve'kacha kachamar, elu lechatati, ve'elu lolati. And then he designates the money and says, this is for my chatat, this is for my olah. Mosif u'mevi chovoto mitmei chatato. He can use the monies he designated for the chatat, he can increase and bring a kizba sira with those monies, in addition with more money from his house. But the monies he designated for the olah, he cannot increase to bring his kizba sira. He didn't do this at the time of purchase or the time of asiyah, and nevertheless, he designated the monies to be a chatat and an olah. So here you see, you can designate even and not at those two times. Tani, mevi chatato, midmei chatato, velo midmei olato. Amar Rav Sheshem, tisbara, matnita, metakantahi? Is this really a good braita? Is this braita really something that doesn't have other mistakes in it? Diktani ve'eshir says that he became enriched. V'achachakach amar. And then only afterwards did he designate them. Meaning that first he separated the money from his cane, for his pair of birds, and then it should say that he designated the money for chatat and olah. But the Braita says, Ve'eshir, first he got rich. Once he gets rich, there is no more chatat and olah. Chatat and olah are only relevant when he's poor. Once he's rich, he brings a sirat kizba, it's the only thing that he brings. He doesn't bring an olah and a chatat. So the Braita is problematic already. If he's already rich, and now he's trying to designate him as an olah and a chatat to bring a korban ani, doesn't work. So what do you have to say? Shkvar amar mishat aniyato. You have to say that he already designated as an olah and a chatat before he became rich. So if you're already switching the brayta around to make it work, switch it around so that the designation happened at the time that he was mafrish, these two birds. Because you have to move it anyway. The brayta is problematic to start with. The order of the brayta is problematic. If you already have to switch the order so that it does not cause a problem for Rav Chista. Rav Chaga, Am Rav Oshia, Damar Yatsa. What about, according to Rav Chaga, in the name of Rav Oshia, says that it works? I mean that a Mitamei Mikdash Ashir, that brings a Korban Ani, it works. Ma'ika the Meimar. Then what do you say? Because then it does work over here. Then you could have the brayta be in place. Tnei, then change the brayta to read, V'achakach Lakach. Then just say that afterwards he purchased. Not that he had them up front, but after he purchased them, even after he became enriched, he purchased them and designated them as an olah chatat. So that would be at the time of the ticha, which is when Rav Chisda says it works, so therefore the brayta will not be a problem for him. Meitave. Tzora ani, shevi korban ashir. Tzora ani, instead of bringing what he was supposed to bring as an ani, mitzora is one of those korbanot that also comes as an olev yoreid. This week's parsha, Tzriya mitzora, he has the option of bringing different levels of korban depending on his economic status. So if he was an ani, then he brings a korban ashir yatsa. It works. Ashir, shevi korban ani, lo yatsa. On the other hand, if he downgrades, if he was supposed to bring a higher form of korban, he brings the lower form, that does not work. That's a very, very strong question that undermines the position of Rav Chaga, who says you can do that. You're comparing Mitzora to Mitamei Mikdash Mikdashav. Yes, they're both Olot Ve'yordot, but they're different types of Olot Ve'yoreid. Because by the Mitzora it says Zot. That it means this and this only. If you say Zot is a miut, Zot Torah Ta Mitzora, that should work in both directions. That maybe even a poor ani that brings a higher form of korban, Shevi korban ashir lo yetze, he shouldn't be yotze with that. Lie! Hadre Kurul, you can't say that because the pasuk says Torat, and Torat is a riboy. So I have a miut and a riboy. I have a Zot is a miut, Torat is a riboy. V'atanya Torah the rabot Mitzora ani Shevi korban ashir yotze. Yochol afilu ashir Shevi korban ani yad shiyetze, tamalomar Zot, you have a miut. So you put the miut to say for a downgrade, and Torat, the riboy for the upgrade. So Gemara says, V'leilif mine, let that be a paradigm, and say that that's true also by Mitamei Mikdash Mikdashah, by other olot v'yordot, that you can only go in one direction, you can upgrade, you can't downgrade. Amrikra v'im dalhu, v'en yodom ha-seget, mitzarahu de'ashir she'vi armanani hu dolo yatsa. It's only dalhu is the miut. V'en yodom ha-seget, so over there it teaches you that mistura, that is an ashir that brought a korbani, hu dolo yatsa. That doesn't work. Aval. Tamei Mikdash Ashir, Shevi Korbani Yatsa. So I have a miut that says this is only, this din, or this miut is only applicable by Mitzora. It's not applicable by other Korbanot Olev Yoreid. And that is where the opinion of Rav Chagga Bar Oshia comes from, that by Korban Olev Yored, by Miktamei Mikdash Mikdashav, even if you downgrade the Korban that you're supposed to bring, you're supposed to bring a higher level Korban, you bring a lower form, you're still Yotze. Okay, next Mishnah. Rav Shimon Omer, Kvasim Kodim Et Ezim B'chol Makom. Everywhere in the Torah, the Kvasim are written before the Ezim. Yachol B'pnei She'em Muvcharim. I would think, ma'am, I would have thought that's because Kvasim are better than Ezim. Tamalomar, vim keves yavi karbano lechatat. By chatat ayachid, when it offers you the options of what to bring, it mentions the A's before the keves. So here you have an exception to that order to show you that A's and keves, momet shishneim shnukulim, they are equal. Torim kodmin lebnei Yonah. Throughout the Torah, Torim are always mentioned before bnei Yonah. Yochum bnei shein muvcharim, I would think that's because they are better. It's a better choice to bring Torim than bnei Yonah. Tamal Omar, in this week's parasha, Hezria, by the woman who brings, it says, Uben Yonah Otor. But it's the Ben Yonah before the Torah, the Chatat. Again, it comes to teach you that Torim and Bnei Yonah are completely equal. We are indifferent between which one you bring. The father is always mentioned before the mother in all places. Maybe I would think, or is better than Kibbut Aim. Tamal Omar, Ish Imo Baviv Tiro. In the Pasuk, it says that, Pasuk in Kedoshim, that a person must fear their mother and their father. Their mother goes before their father. That they equal, there's a level playing field when it comes to Kibud Aveim between the father and the mother. So then why is Av Kodim Le'im B'chol Makom? Why does the father go before the mother in all places? Because both the son and the mother have to give kavod to the father. And the son has to give kavod to his mother, has to give kavod to his father on an equal playing field, but the mother also is, in some sense, subject to the dinim of kavod towards the father. And therefore, the son will give preference to the father over the mother because it is also a part of the mother's mitzvah. And since it's part of the mother's mitzvah, it's almost like kibud aim to do the kibud av. Now, the Mishnah adds on something that we learn in other places. It has nothing to really do with our sugi over here. Chaim b'talmud Torah. Same thing by learning. Im zika bein lifnei arav. If the child learned the majority of his Torah from this Rebbe, arav kodem et av. The Rebbe goes before the father, mechol makom. The reason that it is, and it goes, he gets preference for Shabbat Aveidah, for Pidyon Shvuim, all sorts of dinim, the Rav gets precedence over the father. It's not because the Rav is more important than the father, it's because the father is also under the din of Kavod Rav. And since he's also there, the son and the father have to give Kavod Rav, therefore the son gives preference to the Rebbe, even though he has equal demand of Kavod towards the Rebbe as he has towards the father. Tana Rabbanan, Dal Tzfachot Tzavcha Azra. The Azra called out four callings, four shoutings. Tzavcha Chatz, one of those was, Hotziu Mikan B'nei Eli, take out the children of Eli, Chofni Pichash, Timu Atei Chal, because they ruined the Chal, as is written in Shmuel Aleph, that Chofni and Pinchas were doing Asher Lo Tov, were doing bad things by the Eichal, and Hashem tells Eli, because of that, they will lose the Kehuna, that their lives will be shortened, and they will die. Tzavcha Shnia, the second crying out of the Azara was, Pitchu Sharim, Vikanes Yochanan ben Nidvai. Open up the doors to the Azara so that Yochanan ben Nidvai can come in, Tamido Shal Pinkai. The Tamid of Pinkai, Vimalei Kreisomi Kochei Shemaim. That he should eat the Kochei Shemaim. Amru Al ben Nidvai, or Yochanan ben Nidvai, Shaya Ochel Arba Sa'a Gozloth. He used to eat four Sa'a worth of birds, Bikinuach Suda, as his dessert. And this was a good eater, as we say. While he was around, there was never anything left over in the Azara. They never came to Notar. So that's why they say, bring him in. He'll help him to all the Notar. The third calling of the Azara, Susharim Rashefim, Bikanes, Elishama ben Pichai. The other Kirsa is Ishmael ben Pichai. Tamidosham Pinchas, Yishamesh Bikuna Gdolan. He should be the Kohen Gadol. Tzavcha Revi'it. The fourth calling is, Pitchusharim Velziu Isachar Ishkvar Barkai. And eliminate. That he gives kavod to himself, and he is mevazeh, he denigrates the kochei shemayim. In terms of the positive statement about Ishmael ben Pichai, is it Talmid Hashem Pinchas that he was an appropriate and ra'ui kohen gadol. So let's open up the door so that he should be designated as the kohen gadol. The problematic one is Yisachar Ish Kfar Barkai. So my Aviovit, what did he do wrong? Used to wear silk gloves on his hand. And he did avodah. Rashi over here says that he didn't want to get his hands dirty. So he wears silk gloves so he wouldn't get his hands dirty. The Rashi, in other places, in Psachim, says that the problem was that it's a chatzitza. Wearing the gloves is a chatzitza, and it's a bizayon kodoshim. I don't think they're mutually exclusive. He wore the gloves because he didn't want to get dirty, but that caused problems, because then he had problems of chatzitza, he had a problem of bizayon kodoshim. He wasn't willing to get his hands dirty with the kodoshim. So my slikole, what happened to him? Yanai Malko Malko Dahabi Yatvin is a story that's found in Psachim as well, that Yanai Amelech and the queen were sitting. Malko Amar G'di Ayoi, said that the king said that goat is better. And the queen said that sheep is better meat. Let's ask the Kohen Gadol. He understands. He eats korbanot all the time. He's eating gdiim and he's eating kibasim. He'll know which is better. They brought him in to ask him. If goat was better, then they should have brought the korban tamid from goat. Why do we bring the korban tamid from shnei kvasim? Damar, when he said this, he did it in a haughty manner with waving his hands. Ramon Malko, the king said, since he waved his hands, he acted in an inappropriate manner before the king, cut off his right hand. He bribed the executioner, and they cut off his left hand instead of his right hand. Shama Malko, the king got wind of this. Amar the Katsunam the Ade Diamina, cut off his right hand as well. He lost both hands. Samar Rav Yosef, Brich Rahmana, the Shakla, the Sacha Yishkvar Barkai, the Mitra Fasei. Basically, he got his fate, he got his Mida Keneged Mida. Kosh Baruch Hu gave him Mida Keneged Mida. He acted Bibizayon Kochim wearing silk gloves when he was the Kohen Gadol in the Migdash. And he got his fair payment, which was that he lost his hands because of that behavior. Amar Vashiv Lo Abitani Le, and he didn't even know how to learn Mishnah. This Kohen Gadol, it's not our Mishnah. Kvasim Kodmin Liyizim B'Chol Makom Yachum B'nei Sheim Uvcharib. I would think it's because Kvasim are better. Tamalomar Vim Keves B'nei Sheim Shneim Shukulim Kachat, that they're equal. So the Mishnah tells us they're equal. Ravina Amar Apilu Mikra Nami Lo Korai. I didn't even know Psukim Dichtiv Im Keves Im Eiz. By the Korbanot, it gives you an option to bring a Keves or an Eiz. Does not designate. And since it says either one is equally good to bring, see that the Torah does not makpid on one being better than the other. Amar Ablazar Mebuchanina, to end off on a nicer note, Tamnei Chachamim Rabim Shalom Ba'olam, the Chachamim bring Shalom to the world, Shenemar V'chol Banayich Lumudei Hashem, Ram Shalom Banayich, and all those that by Banayich are Lumudei Hashem that learn the Torah of Hashem, Ram Shalom Banayich, and they bring, these children bring great Shalom, Al Chikra Banayich, Ela Bonayich. Don't call them my children, rather Bonayach, my builders, the Talmidei Chachamim that are the builders, they bring Shalom to the world. And with that we end Masechet Kretot.